select the Google Summer of Code 2013 project with the Plasma Media Center. Okay. So this project was one of the improvements and enhancements of Plasma Media Center. This application, as you might be familiar of, it was a one Google app to all your media. It was an application, to play music, to watch videos, and to listen to watch pictures, all at one common place. So it was a native application back in 2012, and my project was to give it features to enhance it along with my mentors, Siri and Shannon. So, how many of you have actually used the Plasma Media Center before? Like, how many of you? Oh, that's cool. So this is the application Plasma Media Center which I worked during my last summers. And as you can see, it's a screenshot with the music, with the videos, pictures, all in one common place. So no need of using many other applications, just one application for all your media. So yeah. So I'll start with this purpose. Why? Because committing first few patches of Google Summer of Code was one of the most exciting things for me. However small that patch might have been, I took these screenshots. Why? Because that reminded me that yes, I am starting to contribute to the community now. So yes, that was my first bug fix, and that is how I started with my Google Summer of Code project last year. Okay. So these were some of the stepping stones and landmarks which I went through in my summer project. And the first one was the revamping of the Pine browser system in Plasma Media Center. So earlier we had a pretty complex system of browsing through all the medias. So what I actually did was to enable it into a different kind of a file browser. As you can see in the lower picture, this was the thing which I developed and along with the help of the vendors. The second and the most important thing in our project was the keyboard navigation system. As you can see, that whatever the usability factor might be, there has to be a keyboard navigation in any application which we have been using or which any other software might use. So one of my major goals of the project was to lay out the keyboard navigation plan, to design it, how it works, and actually work with the system to implement the keyboard navigation. And the third was the folder image which I showed in the above picture. So as you might be familiar with, in the Dolphin file browser system, we have this facility already on the thumbnail cache. So we have implemented in the Plasma Media Center as well, and one of my stepping stones was implementing this in Plasma Media Center. Apart from that, we are still working on the searching and the subtitle support because there were a few glitches around and we have not yet been able to solve for it and the patch hasn't been issued yet. But yes, those two were some of the features which were worked throughout the summer to make the searching in VMC and the subtitle support for your movies even better. So these were in short some of the landmarks which I had to make through. And yes, that was my Google Summer project in which I got to know many more things like version control systems and many more new things which I wasn't familiar with myself. Engineering in India. So KD has been really amazing to me, and thank you KD for giving me this opportunity, and I look forward to work in many more projects like this and to contribute to KD much longer. So by the way, we'll have a pop session on BMC on the 9th during the afternoon after the lunch break at 4 o'clock. So hop around and suggest us how we can actually make BMC better and how can we improve KD overall. So thank you, and thank you for giving me this opportunity here to present it.
Thank you. And Kevin will talk about CNET.
Yeah. change objective C++ language from them for LLVM. And it features stuff like explicit diagnostics. That's all you know from the Clang compiler. The error reporting is just super compared to the GCC. And additionally to that, it allows the type integration in IDEs. For example, Xcode is using it as well. And a lot of our plugins, there are plugins for Vim and other editors as well. It's BSD licensed and it has a super active community, which you can see on the LLVM menu. And there is stable API we can use, which is provided by the Clang library, which we are going to use and obviously are using in the Clang integration paper. What are our hopes with that? Of course, we no longer want to maintain our custom parser in the code base. We'd like to get rid of that and let Clang do the heavy lifting for us, the parsing and semantic analysis. And when we use Clang, we also get refactoring tools for free. And we also get Objective-C support for free. And all of that, our intent is we'd like to focus on improving the IDE and not the parser on them, which is super time consuming and hard, and we'd like to let Clang do that. So, what about my GitHub? I think the best thing I can show right now that a limited amount of time is screenshots. So here's some screenshots of my work from the GitHub. So we have class tab, we have a function here for main, it declares variable int 2. We use the semicolon, and Clang already provides diagnostic plus fixes to fix that code. So all we have to do is like press the thing here, and it will insert the semicolon for us in the code compiling. There are lots of other things from Clang that helps in identifying issues and fixes for that. Something we've ported over from the old CPP plugin is the virtual override completion. So you have base class, you have virtual function, and in the derived class, you just have to invoke the code completion and it will help you to implement it. That's pretty obvious, that's what we need to do for the new plugin. Same for the functional plugin that was also ported in my GitHub. You declare a function, you don't have this defined, and outside the class code, you just invoke the completion again, and it will help you to implement that function. That's also just ported over. New stuff, this is code completion. From Clang. So we have the string length function. We didn't write the first parameter yet, and Clang provides helps us in providing items such as string to complete that function. As you can see, we already provide best matches to that, as well as features we figure out. So just provide will propose string to do it that we complete here and not other local variables. Just let the Google cache provide the first parameter. What else? Minimum case labels is also something Clang already offers, but the Clang whole condition is super helpful. When the case label that you intend to do only provides code conditions for the enumerators of the enum URL trying to complete. What else? We have support for showing the definition text of macros and are now also able to follow users of that macro. That's something which wasn't possible before. We still have some issues showing the pre-processed text of the macro. There are some using API plan which we are trying to solve at some point, so we can actually show the pre-processed text like we always do. Alex Fiestas had the idea of working on it.
Was my mentor.
Mr. Marco.